and this is the newest episode of the Paraplegics Podcast. We have some exciting things to talk about today, including the new Star Wars movie. We'll get right into it. Rogue One. I thought it was pretty rad.
Probably the best one so far that they've made.
Best Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
Really?
I really liked it.
I definitely wouldn't say best Star Wars movie. I liked 5 and 7 better.
Okay, yeah. They're 5 would be second and 6 would be third.
6 would be third?
And this one would be number okay. 1.
No, I 7's my favorite.
Yeah.
Even though people say it's the same thing as 4, which it is basically. But I don't know, it just worked for me.
What did you think of the new actors?
I thought, what's her name? Felicity Jones. Yeah, I thought she did a great job, of course, obviously. I really liked how there wasn't really, like, a romantic involvement.
Yeah, like, every movie has to have some romance.
I feel like every movie has that, but that just wasn't important.
Yeah.
And it didn't need to have it, so it worked how it was.
But yeah, it was really good.
Overall, I'd say probably one of the better movies of 2016 I've seen, and solid Star Wars edition. All right, now let's talk about two new albums that came out somewhat recently, this month. Childish Gambino with his new album, which was Awaken My Love, and J. Cole's new album, which was Fear Eyes Only. Yeah. Now, I know Nick disliked both of these.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of J. Cole. I've liked all his stuff, but this album was very boring. And it was kind of special, because of he had a daughter, and his kind of, like, wife now, he wrote this about. And the album's title is specifically, like, For Their Eyes Only, and how they would really only like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true to the name, because I hated it.
No, I don't know. I heard there's some sort of, like, story about it, but I didn't really, like, get into it too much, because I didn't really like it either. I kind of agree. I thought it was kind of boring. I really liked his album, the 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah,
that one I thought was really good, and then the one before that, I forgot what it was called, but it had the song Voluminati on it, which was pretty rad.
Yeah.
And
what did you think of the Gambino one?
I know you said you didn't like it, and it's very on and off for many people. I thought it was really cool, some of it. There were some songs that it was like, kind of sounded like he was trying to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this one song, California. It's just so, it's like actually really bad. But, and there's like this other song, Zombies, or something like that. It also sounds like ridiculous.
Yeah.
But there are also some songs that are like, actually like legitimately like really good songs in my opinion. Like Redbone is my favorite.
Yeah, and Redbone. Then
Me and Your Mama and like The Redbone. Night Me and Your Mama Met. Those two I really like too.
Yeah, they were all good. But yeah, you're right. Some of them were just dumb. And some of them were really good, but
I feel like if he cut half the songs, and then not leave it, but like just try to like work on songs that sounded more like the other ones, or maybe even throw in a rap song for all the people who only like him for his rapping.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with him doing whatever he wants, because I think he's pretty good at everything he does. But yeah, so anyways, those are our opinions on the new albums that came out. But for our favorites for this week, or
favorite movies
this
of the year?
Podcast, yeah, favorite movies of the year, and I go first. We both made our top 5 for the year. I haven't watched any of those like super like Oscar bait movies that came out, because I generally watch those like after the Oscar nominations are announced, so I can like see them and predict which one. But anyways, so these are mostly just like the big movies that came out. So number 5, I got Civil War. Thought that was pretty good, which is weird because I don't really like Marvel movies that much. But that one I like.
I don't either, but that was one of the better ones.
Number 4, Fantastic Beasts, the new Harry Potter movie. Love Harry Potter. Couldn't resist myself. Number three, Rogue One. Actually, when I initially saw Fantastic Beasts, I thought it was amazing, and when I initially saw Rogue One, I was like, alright, that was pretty good, but the more I thought about it, the more I thought Rogue One was actually better than Fantastic Beasts. Number two, this one was actually hard between number two and number one, but number two, I have Hacksaw Ridge, which talked about a couple, like, two podcasts ago, and then number one, I have Arrival, which we talked about last podcast, which that's just a really, really good movie with a twist ending. That'll get you.
Yeah, and my five were, so I originally had Zootopia for here, but after thinking about it, I thought of now Spotlight. That was a better one. Well, okay, it came out last year, but it was towards the end of the year,
right? Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Okay, whatever. And four, it was Batman, the new, newest one.
Batman vs. Superman?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a movie a lot of people, like, trashed, but I thought it was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. And then Cloverfield Lane. John Goodman was very good in that. And Rogue One. And then Arrival.
Yeah.
Arrival number one.
I think it's pretty clear. Arrival's the best movie of the year. Well, you know what? I think that's it for now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll say goodbye from the perfect side of town. Goodbye.
See you next year.
Yep.